You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Wednesday, the Commerce Commission announced it will be taking ticket resale site Viagogo to court, saying it breached the Fair Trade Act. Since the start of last year, the commission has received more than 400 complaints about the Switzerland-based website, primarily concerned with the selling of fake tickets. However, is Viagogo the only source of problems for promoters, performers, and consumers in the entertainment industry? Ian McGann is a member of the New Zealand Promoters Association. Stuart Somenlund spoke with him following the Commerce Commission's announcement and started by asking him how good the news is.
We think it's a very important first step in the process of cutting out secondary ticket selling, which we think is a very undesirable practice around the world.
What does it mean for promoters of events?
Well, the people who are mainly affected by secondary ticket selling are the public, because they're duped by various means into believing that the tickets being advertised by people like Viagogo are genuine tickets on sale for the first time, when they're really not. And they're being sold at a hugely inflated price. All of the profits going to, guess who? Viagogo.
Right, so detrimental to the public, detrimental to promoters, and I'm assuming performers as well suffer.
Well, neither the promoter nor the performer, they are the two people who are key to putting the event on in the first place, benefit from reselling at all. All reselling profits go to the company that's doing the reselling, and in some cases where the reseller is a genuine person, some of those profits go back to him.
So what about other reselling sites? Is this a sort of broader problem? What about things like the Ticketmaster reselling program? Is that problematic?
The New Zealand promoters have the same view on Ticketmaster resale, but we've asked Ticketmaster Resale, who are one of our primary ticket sellers and have been a respected ticketing agency up to now, we've asked them to stop reselling tickets because they have a double standard. It gives them a double standard, conflict of interest. They have refused to stop that practice.
What's their reason for refusing?
Money, perhaps.
Right.
They say they're providing it as a service to the public. We do not believe them.
So do you think the Commerce Commission should be doing more than just targeting Viagogo specifically?
Well, it's not for me to tell the Commerce Commission what to do. We've been making various approaches to governmental organisations now for 2.5-3 years on this matter. The fact that the Commerce Commission has chosen to now get involved, we think, is a laudatory move on their part. They've obviously been doing their homework, and they agree with the people in our industry, not just the Promoters Association, but everybody who is running public performances, basically. They agree with us that there is a point to be answered here, and that is the exploitation of a gullible public into being expected to pay very high prices for tickets they would ordinarily be able to buy at the advertised normal price.
Right, okay. And something else that seems to be getting quite a lot of traction, particularly overseas, is this issue about kind of market share issues. Do you think it matters that big companies like Ticketmaster and Live Nation pretty much seem to have control over the entertainment market in many ways, in New Zealand as well as abroad?
Do we like it? No, we don't. But in a country like New Zealand, which has already accepted two large international ticketing companies as legitimate operators, there is really not a lot we can do about that structure at this point in time. We're fairly happy that there is a competition competition element in place. A couple of very good local ticketing companies are in existence, and Ticketek are a big company. We think they give a very, very good service and a reasonable opposition to Ticketmaster, who are the people that we have this particular issue with. As primary ticketers, both Ticketek and Ticketmaster do a good job. But with this reselling business, we think they both should stay right out of it.
What about how, for example, a lot of venues have either ownership or affiliation with big companies. I'm fairly sure that Live Nation does this a lot overseas. I'm not 100% sure about New Zealand. Do you think that venues should try and stay independent for the benefit of the public and performers in terms of attracting these acts and not having a conflict?
We think our industry worked much better when venues and ticketers were more independent and more competition prone. Yes, it has become more difficult for those of us who are smaller companies in smaller countries around the world to be able to run a good show for the public against the might of the Live Nations of this world. But then we're not the type of people that complain about having big competition. We get out, get stuck in and do our best anyway. But sometimes there is evidence of unfair trade practices taking place because of large international conglomerates. Yes, that does happen.
What's the next step moving forward? Is there anything the public should be particularly aware of?
I think the public just need to make themselves aware that there is a very simple process in buying tickets for concerts. We are doing our best to help educate in this area by alerting the public to the fact that they should not buy from any secondary ticketer, that they should always look for the legitimate ticket seller who was advertised by the promoter as being the seller of that concert or that event, that sporting event, and buy only from that source. If they do that, they are buying the list price, the retail price, no more, and they are safeguarded by receiving legitimate tickets and not those that could end up as being forgeries or badly resold product.
Is it time for an outright ban on resale?
I'd love there to be an outright ban on resale. I think it would be a great public protection, and it would get our industry back into a stage where it is in control of its own activities, which is the very right that we've wanted to pursue all along.
So around, you know, up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit. The Wire.
95BFM approached the Commerce Commission for comment following Wednesday's news. They wouldn't front for an interview, saying the issue was now before the courts and also were unwilling to comment on broadcaster issues of ticketing in New Zealand. However, they did point us to several other sources, including Mr. McGann. We'll be following this issue closely in the future.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.